Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, how you doing today? What a week, huh? You ever have a week of Mondays?
What was that you said? I'm sorry.
All right, let me explain what I'm talking about to you. You can hear Sean on his microphone there. Some of the best radio is the radio you never get to hear. And you hear the intro to the program, and now it's time for Armed American Radio. I say that along with it sometimes before Sean brings my mic live. And there was one of the center monitors, I think it's the Fox News monitor in the Crossbreed Holster studio today, had a woman's name pop up on the screen, and her name was Hytha Herzog. And it said, welcome to Armed American Radio. I'm Hytha Herzog. And I said that, and Sean started laughing before he made my mic live. So that's why Sean is in there. But, you know, we're going to have some fun today. We're going to lighten up. It's been a week of Mondays. You ever have a week of Mondays?
I've had three weeks of Mondays.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you can have a week of Mondays, you know. But that's okay. Because weeks of Mondays end and everything's good. We've got new affiliates to talk about. I've got press releases going out. I'll be joining the Kurt Schilling Show on XM every Tuesday for 2A. Second Amendment Day, Second Amendment Tuesday, from what I understand. I was a guest on the program on Tuesday, and he mentioned on air that he was going to be having me every week. I said, well, there you go. Of course. And I will actually be following AWR Hawkins, who will be on the program every Tuesday. Of course, he's with Breitbart, and Kurt Schilling Show is a Breitbart show. But I do a lot of work with Breitbart. So I hope that comes to fruition, as I understand it's going to. Because that's going to be an awful lot of fun. Let's get a little bit of house cleaning out of the way. Frankie's Patriot Barbecue. Tampa listeners, Clearwater listeners, Dunedin, St. Petersburg, Sarasota, Bradenton, everybody in the West Central Florida, Tampa Bay area, come on down to Frankie's Patriot Barbecue on Sunday. I will be there. I arrive in Tampa at, well, I guess, around 1 o'clock, 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, at which point I will be heading down to get one of my favorite Cuban sandwiches and meeting with my co-host for the night, the Captain Matt Bruce of the Captain's America Third Watch broadcast, National Sydney Overnight broadcast. We will be putting the final touches on the show, and we will be bringing Armed American Radio's monster broadcast from Frankie's Patriot Barbecue. Saturday this past week was the grand opening. We're going to have a veteran-centric program, if you will, honoring veterans and law enforcement. You know Captain Matt Bruce's history is amazing. Two-tour Vietnam vet, survivor. His bio, when he read it on the program, when he gave his bio on the program a few weeks ago, was just incredible. So I'm really looking forward to that. We're going to have some fun this coming weekend. So if you're in the Tampa Bay area, you want to come out and say, hey, get some great barbecue at Frankie's Patriot Barbecue, make sure to come on down, and we will be broadcasting from the facility live. And he will be staying open extra late on Sunday to accommodate us. So I hope to see you there. Let's see. What else? AR-15s. Oh, boy. My favorite gun. It's not something I talk about a lot. My AR-15s. You've heard me give out my, you know, you need whatever handgun feels good to you. You need a shotgun. My suggestion was the Remington 870 or something similar, the Mossberg 500s, anything in that line. You know, inexpensive, good, solid home defense shotgun. And you need an AR-15. That's got you covered. It really, truly does. That's got you covered. But I have a number of 815s that rest comfortably in my safe. I have two behind me in the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios, and three of my AR-15s are Arms Room custom-made ARs, and I am picking one up. I've gotten some email from that. You guys pay attention. I love that. I love when you pay attention when you hear me talking about my guns. Did you say that you were picking up a new gun? Yes, why, I certainly did. And as soon as I get off the air today, I'm going to head down and pick it up. And I can't wait to get it. I'll post pictures of it. It is amazing. It is a one-of-a-kind custom AAR-15 built specifically for me. Signature on it, etched into the lower. My favorite saying, never leave your cave without your club. logo, the whole nine yards. It's got some beautiful stainless steel furniture on it. It's wonderful. Mike Pyworski, who builds these and owns the Arms Room, will be here at the bottom of the hour, and we're going to talk AR-15s, SBRs, short barrel rifles, AR pistols, because I have a couple AR pistols. One of them is custom built from the Arms Room. And what is it? What makes an AR-15 pistol? How can you make an AR-15 pistol? For crying out loud, how come you've never heard America's gun grabbers talking about that? And if their concerns were legitimate, that's the gun you'd be hearing them talk about, but not a peep. So you'll get some information on My Cool Gun, and I'll tell you how to buy one of these things. You know, it's absolutely amazing. But Mike will be here. We're going to have some fun talking about AR-15s. Love talking about firearms, and the AR-15 is America's quintessential rifle. You have to have it. Every safe needs an AR-15. Every safe needs a 1911. And then those of you who are AK aficionados, hey, I'm not going to argue with you that either. My first rifle was an SLR-95, an Arsenal SLR-95. Beautiful gun. But I traded it in for an AR-15. I never looked back. I've contemplated going back and getting another AK-47. You talk about a workhorse, man. Good heavens. There's a reason half the armies in the world use this thing. They are absolute workhorses. Workhorses. And the semi-automatic version firing the same 7.62 is really just a great, reliable weapon. Awesome for home defense. Very simple to run. But if looks could kill, it's the AR-15 all the way around. Yeah, pun intended. Man, oh man, fun stuff today on the radio. I want to read you an email today that made my day, made my week. It's been a week of Mondays. No worries. I'm over that. And I'm looking forward to this weekend. I'm flying home. Can't wait for that. And I got this email today, and it absolutely made my week. I'm going to read it now, and then I'm going to read it on the Monster broadcast, too. But it says, came from Tom Ray, and it says, getting caught up on podcast, I heard you and Shanto banter over Christmas movies. My favorite is It's a Wonderful Life. So I gave reflection to how Mark Walters and Armed American Radio have impacted my life. Because of you, my home and my family are better protected. Because of you, I have the confidence to be a well-trained and prepared, law-abiding, concealed carrier. Because of you, I have the knowledge to defend the Second Amendment with logical facts against those who try to undermine our constitutional rights. Because of you, I'm a platinum USCCA member, maybe the most important financial and legal decision I've ever made. Because of you, I had the pleasure of meeting Tim Schmidt at the NRA show in Louisville. Because of you, I understand the importance of being a life member of both the NRA and the Second Amendment Foundation, and became a big admirer of Mr. Alan Gottlieb. Because of you, I carry in a crossbreed holster with a crossbreed gun belt. Because of you, I own a Glock 17, Glock 42, SIG P238, H&K VP9, Smith & Wesson M&P Shield, and a home defense tactical shotgun. And what some would call a lot of ammunition. But you and I know it's not nearly enough. Because of you, I can make an intelligent post like the one below to share with my friends who share with their friends. We will never know, but together, this spider web of a network may have prevented one attack, one serious traumatic injury, or even one death. I relocated to Tarpon Springs, Florida from southern Indiana earlier this year. One of the first friends I met was Craig Gross of Frankie's Patriot Barbecue. So naturally, I'm excited to hear you will be broadcasting from Frankie's this weekend. I plan to drop by for supper. I'd say dinner, but my southern Illinois wife convinced me it's supper. After we attend the Buccaneers game and root them on to 5 victories in a row and first place in the division. Welcome back home to Tampa. Merry Christmas to you, Shanto, and your families. 2017 is shaping up to be an outstanding year. Tom, P.S., your Jimmy Stewart impression sucks. Just saying. P.S.S. Shanto, is it supper or is it dinner? Which one, Shanto?
Oh, he would put me on the spot. I will say this. It is all about the food. If it, you know, I would say supper and dinner, either one. If it's a, no, I'm sorry. It's a barbecue place. We're going to go with dinner.
All right. I grew up using both interchangeably. And it was interesting. when I moved to Greensboro, North Carolina, or I'm sorry, when it was I was in Pennsylvania, central Pennsylvania, when I was first out of college, and went up to Pennsylvania with Overnight Transportation Company at the ripe age of 21 years old, in a cheap off-the-rack suit and a cardboard briefcase with a company-issued Chevy Celebrity vehicle and a $20,000 a year salary, thinking I was on top of the world. All the truck drivers up there called lunchtime dinner time. And they do to this day. In central PA and Amish country, lunch is dinner. Dinner is supper. So it's interchangeable with me. I can flip either way. But that's an amazing email from Tom Ray. It raised the hairs on the back of my neck. We'll be back right after this.
You know, arming yourself with a firearm, it's not just a responsibility, it is also your Second Amendment right. Now, I take this very seriously, which is why I am a proud member of the USCCA. Now, they're dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners just like you and me. Now, I know you take your gun rights seriously, too. Now, that's why I want to let you in on something big. The USCCA now wants to give you $1,600 to buy one of five elite guns. Now, I'm talking about high-quality pistols some of us only dream of owning, like a Sig Sauer 1911 Spartan and the Smith & Wesson M&P R8. But that's only two of them. Just go to DefendFamily.com and see the entire list and pick out which elite gun to add to your arsenal. And 95 runner-ups will win a USCCA range bag complete with eye and ear protection. That's 100 winners in total. I don't think I've ever seen better odds than that. So go get your free entry just by visiting DefendFamily.com. That's DefendFamily.com, where you could take home one of five elite guns you've always wanted.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the now I just got this email here that just came in from Jeffrey Smith. Jeffrey, I love you to death. I correspond with you quite a bit. Mark, don't listen to anyone who says your Jimmy Stewart imitation sucks. I thought it was awesome as your Bill Clinton. You rock them both. Jeffrey Smith, PhD. Now I want to tell you something about Jeffrey Smith. Jeffrey Smith is a New Life Church shooting survivor. Did you know that? He was in the church when the young woman, the police officer, off duty, stopped a mass murder, mass killing. Jeffrey, I know you're listening. I'm going to reach out to you. I think I'm going to bring you to the show. I think we already have. I'm sorry if I
think
forgot.
We did.
It's been a long time. But I think we've brought you to the program. But I'm going to bring you back to the program to talk about that. I'll schedule you up in the next few weeks. Thank you for that email and for that reminder, too, by the way. He knows what he's talking about. He sure does. And Jimmy Stewart. My Jimmy Stewart doesn't. So go out, knock it off, murder. I swear I'll hit you again. There's nothing wrong with that impersonation.
Well, it sounds like Bill Clinton trying to be Stewart.
Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. I said, Bill Clinton, this has nothing to do with Jimmy Stewart.
Now, if you want to do Hillary, just scream.
No, I don't want to do Hillary. All right, I got a couple more emails here to read. The fun day today. Lots of fun emails. This came from Susie Wilkiewicz, our good friend out in Las Vegas. Just got done listening to the Tuesday broadcast, working a lot, trying to catch up. You know how it goes. When you say that you are right on the mark, quotations mark, you are correct. We do need to keep on the offense. That is always true. But I wanted to comment on those who thought gun sales would slow down after the election. I've read many articles on the internet about gun store owners worried about sales. Your reporting about the Black Friday statistics is the indication that gun sales will go up. And this is why. People bought guns during the Obama administration and during the elections because they were afraid of what the Dems and the liberals were going to do. Australian-style gun confiscation comes to mind. And I know many people who didn't buy guns because they thought, why buy anything if the government's just going to take it away? Interesting, isn't it? But now, after the happy ending of the election, I will bet that gun sales will rise because people are no longer afraid that they will be confiscated. The statistics about CCWs that you reported is only the first sign of the resurgence of gun buying. More and more people will feel comfortable buying guns, and that includes me, knowing that our 2A rights will be protected under the new administration, barring a few blue states. Keep up the good work, and I missed you Sunday. Susie, and I will see you at the USCCA Expo in April. By the way, that USCCA Expo in April is in Dallas-Fort Worth this year. So, methinks we'll probably be broadcasting from the Salem Radio Network while I'm down there. Gosh, I hope I'm invited. Having said that, Susie's right on the mark. I use the analogy of being in Arizona in 2010 when Jan Brewer, then governor of Arizona, signed constitutional carry. I was actually at the Scottsdale Gun Club when that went down. Some of the trainers we were talking to were petrified. This bill does it eliminates training. We're going to be dead meat. I said, no, I think you're wrong. You're wrong. You're not giving law-abiding responsible gun owners enough credit. It's law-abiding responsible gun owners that get the training and education they need. Hence why the USCCA has exploded. Several hundred thousand members and just ballooning like crazy. You heard Tom's email. That's why the Tampa Times down there, one of the most liberal rags in the country, formerly the St. Pete Times, threw the USCCA and the self-defense shield all over the front page because a law-abiding citizen used it so he wouldn't be prosecuted and protected himself financially with the product they offer. And sounds like a commercial. I'm just giving you the facts. So good law-abiding people, this is evidence of that. And Susie recognized that. Good call on that, Ms. Wilkiewicz. Good call on that. Then I got an email here from MB. Mark, are you originally from Omaha, Nebraska? No. No, I'm not. Not sure where that came from. And this one. The holster deal, the Boy, I could talk about this. I literally could talk about this all day long. I could go on air at 8 o'clock in the morning, talk right through the drive, right through lunch, right through the afternoon, and sign off at the end of the broadcast. I love talking about this topic. I really do. Mark, I'm a longtime listener, love the show. Anytime I talk to new carriers or new shooters or anybody new to the gun culture, I always push them towards the Nut and Fancy Project and your program. I truly appreciate what you do, and the Second Amendment culture has a very on-point media program. I write this in regards to today's 12-8-16 Daily Defense. More specifically, the fitting the holster segment. You two nailed it on the head by saying it comes down to garment selection. I'm a large guy and between 250 and 260, depending on what restaurant I'm leaving. Ha ha. And I became very tired of hearing that the reason I could conceal my Glock 30 was because of the size of my frame. I always said it was because I dressed around my gun. Now, I have been making holsters for a short time now and recently made an inside-the-waistband Kydex holster for a friend of mine. The holster is for a Beretta 96FS, the antithesis of the common idea of a carry gun. That's because it's a big gun. Now, he is roughly the same size as your listener who wrote in, and if I remember correctly, that was about 5'8", 160 pounds, 33-inch waist. I asked my friend to wear what he normally wears and put the gun where he wants to carry it. As you can see from the pictures, concealment is not an issue. Bending over, reaching, turning, all yielding minimal printing. In my experience, the general public is completely oblivious to their surroundings and doubt they would notice the small amount of printing that he has. Thank you for your time. Merry Christmas. That's from Mike Shinyama. Mike, let me tell you something. Now, I can't show you the pictures that Mike sent, but he's on the money. So I want to go back to Kellen, who sent me the original email a couple of days ago that brought the topic up. Man, in this hybrid holster, just talking about something like a Crossbreed Super Tuck inside the waistband, and he says very comfortable, but he says, man, my full-size Glock 17 or 19 prints all over the place. Printing meaning you can see the outline of the gun underneath your cover garment. Let me go back to one of my favorite sayings of all time. Being self-conscious is human. We are all self-conscious. Let me tell you how I get through being self-conscious. And I've been on national television cameras, and I've never been comfortable in front of the camera. I've done it. You would probably never know it if you've seen me. But inside, oh, hate the camera. Hate the camera. Here's how I get through it. Whenever I think, oh, man, everybody's looking at me. Yeah, well, everybody is looking at you. But here's what I want you to take away from this. The same thing when you're carrying a gun. Remember, you feel it. You know where it is. No one else does. So let me leave you with this. The only guy that notices the bald guy walking into the room full of 1,000 people is the bald guy. Nobody else gives a crap that the guy that just walked in the room full of 1,000 people is bald except the bald guy. What I'm telling you is you're feeling self-conscious. Nobody else knows it. Nobody else is looking at your waist. Nobody else is going, I wonder what's underneath that shirt. Nobody else can detect it. When we come back, we'll carry on the conversation. We're going to have some fun with Mike Pyworski from the Arms Room. Don't go away.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. 2 masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios. You guys ready for the end of your week? I tell you what, I got a lot going on. Like I said, been a long week, been a week of Mondays, but we blew that right off. Now we look forward to this weekend. Shows this week were great, by the way. We're looking forward to this weekend because, as I said, I'm going to be down in Tampa, Florida. And I love getting out, love getting out. And this just happens to be really a special request from a good friend, Captain Matt Bruce, the Captain's America Third Watch, and a local sponsor in Tampa with our great affiliate, AM860 The Patriot, my hometown station down there. Got to love those guys. And, sorry about that. And we'll be talking to the vets. Law enforcement will be there. We'll be talking about some veterans issues. Anthony Anderson is going to be joining me. He's been on the program before. I only say he's a Middle East war vet, and he walked a long way on behalf of veterans. And I'm going to leave it at that and tease you. You've heard him on the program before, if you remember the name. But I'm going to leave it at that, because the conversation with him is going to be phenomenal. The captain will love it. And we're just going to pay tribute to the veterans and thank a local sponsor, Frankie's Patriot Barbecue. Got to love that. Now, you know I'm a big barbecue fan. Grilling while armed is a big deal for me. So if you're in the area, come on down to what will no doubt be the safest barbecue joint in Central Florida, Frankie's Barbecue, Frankie's Patriot Barbecue on Ulmerton Road in Clearwater. Now, we'll be broadcasting the monster broadcast on Sunday from there, so make sure to tune in on that. Right now, let's go to the Arms Room owner, purveyor of fine, custom-made firearms, of which I have several and am picking up a new one today. Mr. Mike Paworski. Mike, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Thank you, Mark. Great to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you, my friend. Thank you, Mark. Great to be here. Come on, let's not be serious today, Mike. This is a fun day.
Yes, it is.
Okay. It is a really fun day when I get to pick up another custom gun. Oh, ciao, Bella. I hope that doesn't mean that's not anything bad, is it?
Not in this language. So we're good.
Oh, okay. Well, all right, good. No FCC problem there, right?
Right.
All right, Mike, first off, tell us about the Arms Room.
Arms Room, we make custom AR rifles. We make a stock of four different AR rifles, two different AR pistols. They're sold throughout the country. We're pretty decent size in the Southeast. A couple of different stores, stocking dealers throughout the country. But you check out all the product there at armsroom.com.
All right, let's start with this. I want to get an education. I love my AR-15s. I have three of yours.
Yes, sir.
Going to have a new one.
Oh, yeah.
And this one, I'm going to post the photos up for everybody to see. I'm going to get this out on Twitter and everything else. Beautiful. This gun, tell us about the gun that I'm picking up. I want to know everything about it. I know about it, but I want listeners to know. This is also the gun that's been on display at the Gun Tech display at SHOT Show for the last 2 years?
One year? At Gun Tech at SHOT Show, it's been on display at the
NRA
Policy Conference. It's been on display at the NRA show. It's been a little bit of a flagship. It was one of those guns where we thought, wow, we really want to try and do something different. Want to do something a little bit special. We put them all in one gun, and then we happened to know this guy named Mark Walters, and it all came together. And we put his name on the side with his approval, and it's this beautiful now the Mark Walters signature rifle.
It's gorgeous, and I got to tell you, when you go to the front site, the website is armsroom.com, there's a link and a photograph to the Mark Walters signature rifle. You can have one. You can buy one. And tell us a little bit about it. I'm looking at it now. I don't want to take away your thunder. You build them. Tell us about the firearm.
Yeah, listen, the tech specs, they get a little boring, so I'm trying not to go there too much, but it's a 16-inch stainless steel mid-length gas barrel. It has a Gun Tech USA lightweight barrel. It's got an Arms Room lower receiver on it with a trigger guard. It's got the Arms Room upper with the upper and lower package. It has there's a lot of the little parts in this gun throughout this gun have the nickel phosphate right. Parts. So it gives you the little... A little bit of bling, we call it. A little bit of shine, just a little bit, just to offset. It has a Rogers Superstock. It has the Magpul Advanced Sights. It has a Gun Tech flash hider. It's just really a lightweight, attractive-looking, very efficient weapon.
Now, you said nickel. I said stainless earlier, which I want to clarify. It's nickel.
Yeah. It's a nickel phosphate. It looks like stainless. So to the eye, you couldn't tell the difference. To an engineer, you'd be insulting them.
To a metallurgist.
Yes.
They wouldn't invite you back for dinner.
Exactly right.
That guy. How could that guy understand that nickel alloy versus the stainless steel with a phosphate? For someone to doing that on the 35.7 on the belt 16, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
220, 221, whatever it takes.
Nothing I said was real, by the way. I was just making it up as I was going along. Okay, it is a beautiful gun. 556-223. Explain this. This is a question I get all the time. And in fact, I had a text conversation with an individual you and I both know who I think you're meeting with tonight. He's been on this program. He's been on your program, which, by the way, is Arms Room Radio. And that is Dr. John Adine with Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. And he texted me. He says, I've got one of these guns. He's got one.
Yes, he does.
He's got the second serial number on, okay,
right.
The second one made. And he said, I recommend 556 versus 223. Explain the difference to listeners and why it's important.
The difference between a 556 and a 223 is nothing physically. Outside, externally, they're all the same. It's the same diameters. It's the same specs. It's the same projectile weight. It's internal. The military loads a little bit more powder inside the 556 just because of the abuse the rifle takes because they can also use that round in the SAW, the M249, because those could be magazine set as well. So there's a little bit more powder into it. In a 223, again, same externally, but inside, just a hair less powder. So it works more in your well-maintained civilian rifles as opposed to those military demand rifles where the goal is to maintain them every day. But, if you're laying there on a mountainside, you may not be able to throw some oil or a brush on it every day.
223 fires 5.56. 5.56 fires 223. Which one is it?
The 5.56, because it's a higher pressure.
Bingo.
With the more powder. It's things that are chambered for 5.56 can shoot 5.56 and 223. 223, on the other hand, if you get something, and you'll see these in the older ARs. I mean, I'm talking right. Late 60s, early 70s, some of your Ruger Ranch rifles along those lines. They'll say chambered for 223. You want to shoot just the 223 in there because the repetitive shooting of 5.56 and the higher pressure is ultimately going to eat away at your chamber and your bore.
All right, let's put this in pistol terminology, okay? It is like a plus P.
Yes. Yes, it's exactly right. The 5.56 is the plus P plus, and the 223 is the standard round.
And meaning if you've got a firearm in a snubby, for example, that's not made for plus P plus, you can damage the frame.
Yes, sir.
All right, and that's the same thing with the AR-15. So we just want to clarify that. That question comes up a lot. You build the guns. I wanted you to get it out there. All right, Sean, how am I looking at time in here? Got about a minute and a half in this segment?
Yeah.
About that? Okay.
Maybe a little less.
Yeah, yeah. Did we woke him up, didn't we, Mike?
Yeah, we did. We did.
He was over there getting ready to take a bite of something.
Hey, he's got 18 minutes till his weekend's over. He's making plans.
You know, I gotta throw Shanto a bone here. Shanto came in here to run my show today and yesterday on his time off.
Oh, good for him.
All right.
Good for you, Sean.
So that means a lot. But all right, so we're gonna kind of just weasel our way out of this break. When we come back, Mike, I want to ask you a little bit about the AR-15 pistol. All right, I have one of yours, and it's beautiful. And I want to talk about the SIG stock. I want to talk about the NFA a little bit. I want to ask you about a 15-inch barrel, because the one I'm picking up is a 16-inch barrel. And what's the difference? And my gosh, one's a federal felony, isn't it? And there's really no difference in the gun. So we're going to go there and talk a little bit about that. And then I want to ask you point blank, so I'll give you a heads up before we go to a break. If the anti-gunners were actually telling us the truth, wouldn't they be more worried about the AR-15 pistols instead of the full-size rifles they like to refer to as assault weapons? Gee, I never hear them talking about the AR-15 pistol that you can tuck under your shoulder. What a load of crap. We'll be right back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number 4guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's oneof4guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, I've got to send you over to usccaonair.com, usccaonair.com. This gun is not, I wish I owned this gun. I don't have this gun, and I don't know why I don't have this gun. I'm going to need to make a change here. The price of these things have come down. But the Gun A Day giveaway today over at USCCA, if you activate a membership, either the gold, silver, gold, or platinum, self-defense shield protection, 300,000 in coverage, 500,000 in coverage, 1.125 million in coverage. It's redundant. I tell you every day. That's what I have. It's what my wife has. It's what you should have. But the Gun A Day giveaway today is the FN USA FN 5.7, which is 5.7 by 2.8 cartridge. The gun, when it originally came out, was well over $2,200. Mike, wasn't it over $2,200?
Easily over $2,200, yeah.
I'm thinking 23 to 26. Am I in the right ballpark there when it first hit the market?
You're about right, yeah.
Yeah, and I know there were a lot of hotheads out there that were at dealers that were hopping this thing up over $3,000. But the price of the gun has come down. It's very popular. The value, the price of the gun now, the MSRP, is $1,349, which is a lot of money for a handgun, but quite reasonable for the FN57. You can win this thing if you're the Gun A Day giveaway winner today. And even if you're not, you've got the self-defense shield, whichever one you activated, you're protected when you go outside your house, even in your home. Should some loser decide to pick on you one day, a lawfully armed, responsibly armed American, and you also get put in the running for one of the three grand prize winners, which is ammo for life. It's $45,000 value. It's all there for you at usccaonair.com. Okay, Mike, I want to ask a couple questions about your packages because we talked specifically about the AAR Signature, which is a special edition rifle that you make. Let's go to your most popular AR-15, and I have one of these. I believe I have one of these, and that's the boot rifle package, correct? And that runs at about $845, very reasonably priced for a custom-made AR.
Yeah, yeah, these are one of this is your standard AR rifle. It's a 16-inch barrel, front sight post, collapsible stock. It has a flip up rear sight on it. Shoots the 5.56. Comes with the 30-round magazine, the cleaning kit, the gun lock, the box, the manual, everything like that, and a lifetime guarantee on it. That's probably the most popular rifle. Yes, sir.
You can order it, have it shipped to any FFL, and Mike, if you want to pick the gun up, you have to get a background check, don't you?
Yeah, there's no internet loophole where you mail it to somebody and pick it up.
Right.
Craigslist PO box. A gun, when we mail a gun out, it goes to another dealer, and then you go into that dealer and you complete a 4473 and a background.
Just like I have to do today to get mine. Let me go through this process with you. I am picking up my firearm from one of my local dealers who called me to let me know it was in. I knew that because I had the tracking number, because I've been waiting like it was popcorn on Christmas Day.
Yep.
Hey, Mark, it's Bill. It's in. Yeah, all right. Let's go. Gosh darn it. It was 20 minutes before I had to go on air and get into the studio. So having said that, I digress. But I have to go in. I'm going to pay a transfer, okay, to the dealer for his trouble, right?
Yep.
Checking
yep.
it in. And guess what else is going to happen? I got to fill out a 4473 to take possession of my gun. Mike, if you were to send me the gun directly, you'd be violating tons of federal laws. You'd go out of business and go to prison, wouldn't you?
That's exactly right.
Shannon Watts is a what?
Oh, yeah. She's a liar.
There you go. Thanks. You're a radio guy. You know to keep it clean, but I knew I could trust you. Okay. Yep. TAR-15 pistol. I have one of these. This thing is outrageously hot. And when you hear about the anti-gunners talking about the assault weapons, they never mention this gun, and these guns are wildly popular. How come?
Listen, this is the same effective firepower. First off, the difference between the pistol and the rifle, it's the same effective firepower as the rifle. It shoots that same 5.56 round. Now, in the rifle, you have in the military side, you have 14.5 inches. On the civilian world, you have 16 inches. That's another conversation I'm sure we'll have. But it shoots the same round. Now, it's a 7.5 inch, 8.5 inch barrel, depending on what you're making. So you're still effectively reaching out with a pistol to beyond 100 yards. Beyond 100 yards on a pistol. It's great. People look at it and they go, "Oh, well, like, you know, it's gonna, you know, it's a pistol. It's 5.56. I've got to do something. I've got to put it against my shoulder. It's a 5.56. It's a military standard 5.56 round. Anybody that's ever been in the military, day one when they teach you to shoot these, and depending on if you went to one of the all male platoons or a unisex platoon, they place that buttstock against a certain part of your body and they pull the trigger, right. And there's almost zero recoil on these guns.
Why is it not NFA? Why?
Oh, well, you see, Mark, there's all sorts of weird rules and interpretations, but the NFA rule says if it has a rifle stock and the barrel is less than 16 inches, then it's a National Firearms Act item and it's a Class 3 item.
But okay. I have a SIG stock. I have a SIG pistol stock built for it on mine.
The SIG pistol stock is not a stock. It's a SIG pistol arm brace. It's designed for those that shoot one-handed and wrap it around their arm. When those first came out, ATF said, "Oh, that's fine. You could put it against your shoulder. We don't care." About 6-8 months ago, ATF came out and said, "No, that's meant to be an arm brace." And ATF, I don't know why, under whose guidance, holder, they would change their mind, but they decided you can no longer put that SIG arm brace against your shoulder, which is kind of odd because if I take a pistol right now with an extended buffer tube and lay it against my shoulder,
right,
it's not an issue. But if I cut a tennis ball in half and put it on the end of it, now it's a felony.
It's unbelievable what they have. And I've got the standard issue stock. I've got the SIG pistol grip.
Yep.
I've got everything for it. It's almost scary to go out with it anymore, even though every bit you've just described is legal.
Yep.
It's amazing. But it is an absolutely beautiful weapon, $799.99.
Yep.
For that thing on the website, and you can see the picture of it. All right, quickly before we run out of time, we've got about a minute and a half to 2 minutes, so I want to run quick. The difference between a 15-inch barrel and a 16-inch barrel is what?
Well, listen, according to the ATF, according to the National Firearms Act, if I have a 16-inch barrel, I'm a sane person, and I'm not going to shoot anything but a paper target. If I have a 14.5-inch barrel, and they'll pay $200 for it, I'm going to go shoot up a school or something like that. It's an inch and a half. Somewhere in 1934, somebody decided the minimum length for a short barrel should be 16 inches. The military issues them at 14.5. the government decided that civilians can't have them at 16 inches. That's an inch and a half. I'm talking about the overall length of 28 to 30 inches, depending on what kind of stock right. I have on it. It's nothing. It's absolutely
right.
It's absolutely no difference, because I could take an AR pistol with 7 inches and conceal it under my T-shirt, and that's okay.
And that's exactly where we just came full circle to that,
yep.
And that's something that you never hear the gun grabbers ever, like Shannon Watts and the Brady campaign, to lie about everything to do with your Second Amendment. They never, you never hear it. You never hear a peep from them. Never.
Nope.
And it's interesting, because if, in fact, their concerns were genuine, they'd be all over this, and they're not. They're not. That's because they don't know what they're talking about. Now, we're going to run out of time. I wish I had enough time to go into that. That'd be fun. We could have, take another hour and just rip them to shreds.
Oh, yeah.
But it was effective. So, okay, Mike, where can people hear the radio program? Where can people get you online? What do they need to do?
The program's slowly building. I'm on in about 25 markets now. Check us out at armsroomradio.com, armsroomradio.com. Mark's been a great help and a great inspiration to all of us. So thank you for that, Mark. And then, of course, if you want to see the rifles, check out armsroom.com.
And I'm looking at them right now, and I'm getting ready. You know, as soon as Sean says, and you're clear, here's what you're going to hear. Like, I want you to get your visual, right? Your get your television visual going on here. Hope he just said 30.
Where you used to be.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm not going to say you're clear.
Well, I'll just hang up on you because I know the music. So
it's just all kind of wrong there, buddy.
I'm going to pick up my new rifle. I'm fitting to pick up my new rifle.
No, fitting to.
Where I'm from in the hood, we say we're fin to pick up. I'm fin to pick up my new rifle.
Not must be a northern thing.
No, that's a southern thing. That's a southern thing. I haven't lived up north since I was a kid. Hey, Mike, thanks, brother. Appreciate it for everything. Arms Room and Arms Room Radio. You just go to armsroom.com. You'll find the radio link, everything. It's all right there. Get you one of these things. You can get one that has my signature on it, too. I can promise you. I'll sign it for you, and they'll etch it right into the lower. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I will see you from Tampa, Florida, Sunday on the Monster Show from Frankie's Patriot Barbecue. Be there.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.